Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Jason Henry and Eden Youngbert with the Well and Pella join us on today's program to talk about upcoming fundraiser events and the holiday season. Well, Jason and Eden, it's a busy time of the year as we enter the holiday season, and a lot is changing at the Well. Jason, I know many people have heard the program with Dr. Bob in regards to your expansions in Knoxville. You've had a lot of different programs that have continued to develop over the last several months. First of all, what is it like just to be still continuing to be busy and some of the things that people may be interested in?
You know, Andrew, there has been just a ton of outpouring of support for the Well over the last handful of years. I continue just to be humbled by the things that are going on, and you're hitting some of them. Knoxville was just a really amazing deal, how that has all come together. We're excited to partner with the community in Knoxville and find ways to serve there. We've got a slew of new programs that are going on at the Well here in Pella. We started Celebrate Recovery about 6 weeks ago. We still are getting ahead programs. Our work programs are growing. And really, if you just think about our mission as the Well, and obviously we're a faith-based organization, so we start with Jesus, but we feel it's really important to partner with the community and help people in the community really find stability inside their lives. And it's been really a beautiful thing to watch how all of that has come together, and we continue to see growth and have success around that. So it's good confirmation for the things that we're doing.
Well, and with growth comes sometimes expenses and areas where you want to continue to grow. And coming up, you have a breakfast benefit on a Sunday morning to hopefully find some fundraising and find some generosity to continue to support that growth.
Absolutely. So one of the things that we did when we redid this building, we dreamed that, hey, let's fill it up. And we are now to the point where 5 days a week, we have programs going on in the evening here at the Well. And one deficiency that we have seen is in our rooms, our audiovisual stuff. So we have worship bands come in and play. We have presenters come in, and we're just really struggling with everybody being able to hear what's going on in the room. So we want to make some upgrades to our sound, our audiovisual things inside of the building. And really, we're using this waffle breakfast that'll be held at 3rd on November 11th. We'll be serving really all morning from 7:30 to 1 to do a fundraiser to buy some of that equipment and upgrade our facilities here.
And it'll be a morning of fellowship, too.
Absolutely. It'll be an opportunity to learn about our programs and see some of the things that we're doing around here.
And Eden, you have another fundraiser coming up, and one that will very much interest especially the high school girls and maybe even some of the college girls in our community for a special fundraiser.
Yeah, absolutely. Just the weekend after the waffle breakfast, we're going to be partnering with Hope's Bridal and Prom for Pella's first ever prom pop-up shop. And so this event's going to be taking place on Saturday, November 17th from 9 to 5, and then Sunday, 1 to 5, and then Monday, 4 to 8 after kind of the working day. And so we're really excited because these are brand new prom dresses that are going to be sold for 30% off. And so, like you mentioned, any of these formal events, specifically prom, but yeah, any sort of like winter formals or things like that, come on down to 836 Main Street, and hopefully you'll find an awesome dress.
And then the proceeds also benefit the Well.
Yeah, all proceeds benefit the Well. And again, these are brand new designer dresses from designers like Mac Dougal, Giovanni, and Sherry Hill. So very popular designer dresses.
Well, and now that the calendar has hit November, Jason, it's obviously that time of year we start thinking about holidays and specifically giving. We're partnering with the Pella Community Food Shelf, which is right here, of course, at the Well for our food drive. But the Well, as you mentioned, has many needs. Why should people consider their end of year giving to give to the Well and all the programs that you have here?
Yeah, you know, we can't do what we do without support from the community. And I look at support in a number of different ways. We have a ton of volunteers that come here. That's a way that they support us, is through their time. We have people donate things to our thrift store that we can resell, and the 100% of the profits go back into what we do on a ministry side. But really, the other piece is financial. We have a nice financial base of folks that support us, but we always have needs. I think about when we started the Well, we were a small office seeing about 200 clients. Doing good work. We are in a place today where we serve over 1,000 clients a year. When we did tornado relief this year, we had an additional 1,000 clients that came in during that period in time. And the generosity of our community is what is allowing us to do all of this great work here. So, I'd certainly appreciate it if people would consider The Well as being a place that they would financially support.
Once again, that was Jason Henry and Eden Youngberg with The Well in Pella. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.